and supporting scripture, Hebrews 11 and 6, that you've already heard in your hearing. The Bible reads in Paul's writing to the Romans, beginning at verse 1 of chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Hebrews 11 and 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We are to use a thought or subject this morning. If you look to your neighbor and ask them this question, do you know what it takes to please God? Do you know what it takes to please God? The answer is not in our praise. Shout all day, and you still might not be pleasing God. Cry all day, holler all day, run all day. But the question is, do you really know what it takes to please God? It's God that has blessed us and that has shown mercy and grace upon us and allowed us another opportunity to come into this house of worship. And as we come to lift him up and to praise and to glorify his holy name. And understand this morning that it's only by God's grace and mercy that we are where we are right now. Even if you feel as though you're in a bad and a very complicated place in your life, know that it could be worse than what it is. And I do pray this morning, I hope that there's nobody in this position, but just in case there's someone here this morning that feel like that you're at your wit's end and you're just about looking at the bottom, you're just about ready to give up hope, I come to encourage you this morning and to let you know that God is a present help in the time of trouble. That's when you know that God is right there. It's that when you're going through and you don't know what to do, that's when you know that God is working in your behalf. Because the Bible declares that when we are weak, God makes us strong. Our situations and our circumstances sometimes make us feel like that we are weak, but I thank God that when I'm weak, he makes me strong, and he gives me a mind every now and again. You got to learn how to encourage yourself. You can't go through life waiting on somebody else to pat you on the back. You can't go through life waiting on somebody else to tell you you're going to make it. You got to have something within you to make you believe that I'm going to be all right. I may be going through, I may be catching hell on the left and on the right, but somehow, some way, I'm going to be all right. I trust the power of a mighty God. I believe that the God that I serve, he made me a promise, and that promise was, I'll never leave you, neither will I ever forsake you. And every now and again, when you get discouraged, you got to learn how to get right back up. You can't allow the enemy to knock you down. You got to know that you're going to go through some things. The Bible declared that in this life, you're going to have trials and tribulations, but I learned to just how to just go through the trials. They're going to come, but they don't have to break you down. You can get tired, but don't give up. Don't never allow your circumstances to cause you to forget who you belong to. Because if you know who you belong to, if you believe in the power of God, then you know that God will come to your rescue. There's somebody in here this morning that needs to build their strength up and to know that your deliverance, your peace of mind, and your breakthrough is on the way. I come to tell you this morning, I don't care what the enemy say, God is right there by your side. And you got to learn how to put the enemy in his place. You got to know who you belong to. And if you know who you belong to, then you know who's in control. even though the enemy might be gaining ground and every time you turn around, it's one thing after another. Do know at the end of the day, God is going to be victorious. There is nothing the Bible declared that is too hard for the Lord. So as a believer this morning, you know, I already feel my help, but I'm going to try to slow this thing down a little bit because I just, every time I start thinking about how good God has been here lately, every time I get up, I start feeling good when I start talking about God. I forget about the problem that I had on yesterday. I forget about this morning when I got up, but all I know is right now, I got to give God my all in all. This might be the last time that I get an opportunity to stand before the people of God, so I got to do what I can while I can. See, as a believer, you can't be ashamed. You got to know that if you're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, then you get power. And that power will help you put the devil in his place. That power will let you know that all you got to do is put on your armor. Anybody got their armor on this morning? Anybody ready to fight up against the evil wiles of the enemy? Anybody know that the enemy is not going to get the victory? Because you got your mind made up. For the Lord I live and for God I'm going to die. And even if I don't have any friends, what a friend I got in Jesus. If you got a friend in Jesus, you don't have to worry about having nobody to walk with you. I can walk through the park by myself. Listen to the bird tweet, tweet, and look at the trees and just thank God for another day's journey. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to stop allowing the devil to have you so worked up. Mind so crowded, and you just like a fuse ready to go off. All you got to know is that the Lord will take care of it. How many of you know there was a time when we used to say that vengeance is mine, so said the Lord, and we thought that was just mere words, but there came a time in life where you backed up off of it and you let God be God. The Bible said, be still and let God be God. Stop your messing in his business. You want to get it messed up, you try to fix it yourself. Anybody in here ever did that? Saw a situation and you so smart, you going to get it worked out. And just as soon as you get the message in it, it's worse than what it was in the beginning. And then you got to go right back to where you should have been in the first place and say, oh, God, have mercy on me. We got any mercy cries in here this morning? Hello, hello, hello. I wonder this morning, how many of you are tired of being tired? Seems as though if it's not one thing, it's always another. But I learned how to just shake it off. All you got to do is just know that something else is going to come your way. And when that other thing comes, shake that off too. Don't let nothing hold you to the point where you can't get your joy and you can't have peace of mind. As believers, we got to trust in the power of a mighty God. And when I trust in God, I believe that the Bible says he can do all things. The problem is that oftentimes his time frame does not match up with ours. We want him to come right now. But sometimes you got to go through for a minute so you can appreciate when he get there. Anybody ever been waiting on God and you thought that he wasn't going to come, but then all of a sudden he just showed up? And then you begin to say, look at God. Look at God working it out for me. Look at God making a way for me. Look at God healing me one more time. Look at God pulling me out of my mess. Look at God. Look at God. I didn't know what I was going to do, but look what God did. God got people that's going to have you in their life. Because when you're in God's favor, he put the right folk in your life. Sometimes you worried and you crying, you must don't know who God is. That's why I want to know, do you really know what it takes to please him? Just because you say, I come to church every Sunday, that don't please God. Just because you pay your tithes and your offering, that don't please God. God wants us to do what's right, do things decent and in order, but we got to understand what the word is telling us this morning. That's why a lot of time we find ourselves saying he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. We got to understand that he decides what's going to happen in our life. If God, hallelujah, Jesus, What if God treated us according to what we deserve? Oh, Jesus. Where would any of us be this morning? Oh, that's why I thank God for mercy. That's why I really thank God for grace. Grace is that unmerited favor of God, his love towards you, where you didn't have to do nothing but just be you. You don't have to turn somersaults. You don't have to fall out in the floor. You don't have to foam at the mouth, declare that you got salvation. You don't have to jump like I jumped to have salvation. You don't even have to cry, but you got to believe. You got to open up that big mouth of yours and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in your heart that God died and got up on the third day. And when he got up with all power. All power. Hallelujah, Jesus. Too many of us, we come into God's house and we just don't give him our wholeheartedly praise. We sort of half step. And sometimes we find that we just sort of breeze through and go through the motion. That's what we were doing earlier. Oh, yeah, we were doing that earlier. We just going through the motions. Hallelujah. Well, now, it's time for the congregational hymn. Now we're going to do the responsive reading. Now it's recognition of our visitors. Now let the choir sing a song and see if anybody will move. No, you did not move. Then the woman of God got up and read God's word. We heard the word of God, but does the word of God ever move us? Sometimes we just go through the motions because we know what the order of service is. But what when God steps in and take you out of order? God has that power to take you out of your order and put you in his order. And that's why I'm here this morning, to allow you to know that you got to have an answer when somebody asks you, do you know what it takes to please God? Do you know who God is? That's where you got to start at. What does the Bible tell us this morning? Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. You see, Paul's concern here was that they really needed to know who God really is. And this is why he says that it is my prayer and it is in my heart that you will know who God really is. Because when I look and listen at you, I realize that you just got a zeal of God. You know what somebody said about God, but you have not had a personal relationship with him to know who God really is. You have become self-confident within yourself. Sometimes we get self-righteous because we can see everybody else's fault but our own. We can see what everybody else need to do, but what do we need to do? But you got to understand that when the Bible declared that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, God spoke and things came into existence. But who is God? God is the creator and the sustainer of the universe. He is the one who has provided mankind with the revelation of himself through the natural world and through his son, Jesus the Christ. He is the one that we call our shepherd that supplies our every need. He protects us and he keeps us from all hurt, harm, or danger. The Bible declared that he is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of our troubles. But many suffer and will not know the peace of God because they just don't believe. The Bible said that it is better for us to obey God rather than man. Man always got an idea of what man ought to do, but God knows the best way. We got to know that if it's God that we're going to serve, that everything is going to be all right. So first of all, we got to know who God is. God is the one that made everything. God is the one that made you from the dust of the ground. After you know who God is, then you ought to have faith in the power of God. Well, you might say, preacher, what is faith? The Bible declares, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By this same faith, the Bible declared that the elders received a good report, talking about those that have lived before us. When you began to think about what mama and them said and what grandmama and them said, they had faith in the power of God. When you heard somebody saying, the Lord will make a way out of no way, they began to realize what the power of God can do. But I stopped by to tell you this morning that you got to have faith in the power of a mighty God. If you got faith in God, God can do some things in your life. For the Bible declares if you got faith the size of a mustard seed, you can take a whole mountain of despair and tell it to move over to the other side. But I stopped by to let you know that if you want to know what to do to please God, the Bible said that without faith, it is impossible to please him. So the first thing of order, if you're going to please God, you got to have faith in God. In having faith in God, you got to know who he is and what he is doing for you. The God that I serve, he had never let me down. The God that I serve has always been right there by my side. Anybody got that first order of business this morning? That you got to have faith in the power of God. Now, if you're going to plead the power of God, the Bible says first you got to believe who he is. Then he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In other words, you got to be eager about what you're doing. You got to get excited about the power of God. You got to be willing to do something for the Lord. You got to believe that God's going to make a way out of no way. It's by faith that I stand here before you this morning, believing that if I open up my mouth, God is going to say what needs to be said. It's by faith that I got up out the bed this morning, knowing that the Lord was going to make a way out of no way. The Bible said by faith that Noah began to build an ark, for he heard that it was going to rain, and it was going to rain for a long time. But the Bible declared, if you build an ark, everything is going to be all right. But there's always somebody to say, why are you doing this? Or it don't take all of that. But you better turn your eyes on Jesus. Don't worry about what everybody else got to say. For the Bible declared by faith, he went by and talked to Abraham and Sarah. Said, everything going to be all right. I'm going to let you be an heir because I heard that you couldn't have no baby. But don't you know there's nothing too hard for the Lord? I can take an old woman like Sarah and make her have a baby on her life. And when God gave her that baby, everything began to be all right. The Bible said by faith, Sarah believed in the power of God. By faith, if you trust the power of God, you ought to be able to say like Paul, that I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength, because I believe in the power of God. What does it take to please the Almighty God? It takes faith in the power of God. It takes knowing who God is. Then it takes following through what God told you to do. See, this word of God is not just to be read, but you got to be doers of the word as well as hearers also. Anybody want to work for the Lord this morning? Anybody got your mind made up? Anybody tired of going through this and that? I stopped by to let you know that it's time for you to get free this morning. It's time for you to shake off your junk. Get all that junk up off of you. Lay aside every weight this morning that is just holding you down, keeping you from being all that you can be. I want to let the Lord this morning have his way in my life. By faith, I believe that if I stand up for God, everything is going to be all right. By faith, I believe that this old body of mine is going to be everything that God wants it to be. By faith, I believe that one of these old days, that one that's been running away from the Lord, gonna make an about face. And he's gonna come running to see what the end gonna be. By faith, I believe that if you open up your mouth and believe in your heart that God has done something in your life, I believe the Lord will make a way out of no way. Do you know what it takes this morning to please Almighty God? It takes loving one another. It takes trusting one another. It takes sometimes bending over backwards. Because the Bible says that if my brethren be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one. Not step on him, not talk about him, not run him down, but extend a helping hand. Let my brother get up from there. Everything gonna be all right. Because we serve a mighty God. He will forgive you of your sin. He'll make a way out of no way. By faith, I believe that everything God said is going to come to pass. God can do whatever he wants to do. I believe who he is, who he say he is. I believe he'll do what he said he's going to do. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but there's a gift. Anybody want a gift this morning? I don't have a box, and I don't have a boat. And I can't even tell you how much it costs. But I want to tell you something. I couldn't afford to buy it for you. But somebody called Jesus said that I could offer it to you the same way he gave it to me. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. If you're tired of being tired, come to Jesus. If you're tired of suffering, and every time you turn around, it's negative naysayers, come to Jesus. What does it take for us to please God? Just knowing who he is, having faith in what he can do, and then diligently seeking him. For the Bible declares that if you put forth some effort to seek him out, then there's a reward for you. What is that reward? Sometimes when we think of rewards, we think about money. We think about material things. But if you had $200,000 dropped in your lap right now, spend and have a good time. It's just money. They're just things. And they're going to pass by. And if you really had that much, it wouldn't mean that much to you. We want it because we don't have it. It looks enticing. But if you had it, what would you do? Some of us would fail to come back to the house of God because now we got what we thought we needed. We got money to do what we want to do. How many of us poor folk have found out that in trusting God, you can still do what you want to do in the will of God because he makes provisions for those whom he loves. God loves you this morning. We say to you this morning, know what it takes to please God.